Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Multi-Poptural, multimedia, multicultural, and pop culture as fuck. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as well as SoundCloud at Multi-Poptural. Don't forget the show is rated R for strong, shitty language, as well as some spoilers!
It is the Jadon.
I don't give a fuck what you think, Jerry.
A.K.A. the Speculator. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Stax Edmonds. A.K.A. Don Draper. A.K.A. Jerry U. Musk, because I'm a broke-ass Elon Musk.
Broke-ass Elon Musk.
Broke-ass Elon Musk.
Yeah, you're going to make a song out of that.
I got flamethrowers and shit. I don't know what to do with that.
All right, what's up? It's your boy, Jordan Brown. A.K.A. Doodoo Brown. A.K.A. USDA Fresh.
You need your notes for that?
Prime meat. No, that one was actually not on my notes. A.K.A.
Who
Megatron. A.K.A. Should have aimed for the head. I'm done, say, but you do this every fucking time. I know you need a second.
Robert edits it.
You need a second to take it in.
Taking it all in.
It is a lot.
That's what she said.
What's up, guys? Ryan Sabre.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Captain Cleveland, Xbox Live, Mr. Sabretooth, Browns, Cavs, Indians, CLE till I die, long live the king.
He's not on Fortnite.
This is Feliciano.
He's too Mateo.
And I really can't go through these AKAs right now because I have a fucking helmet in my lap.
Curtis Martin.
That is signed by Curtis Martin. Jesus.
Shout out to Curtis Martin.
Shout out to the Hall of Famer Curtis Martin. And let me say that hip-hop is alive right now.
Yes, sir.
New Nas, new Pusha T.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And it's the old heads.
Yep.
New Post Malone.
No.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian.
A Puerto Rico!
A.K.A. B-Hearn, A.K.A. El Nino, A.K.A. Spanish for The Nino. Xbox, you might catch me on there once a month on Fortnite. And Jordan's shaking his head.
Yes. I thought you were getting PUBG, man.
I'm getting PUBG too. El Nino 29, if you actually find me on Xbox, congrats. And I'm
so
not
you
on
have
Netflix.
Fortnite because it's free,
it's
right?
Free. It is
just
free.
Just wanted to double check.
And it's more fun.
But
you had your chance.
You lost, boy.
And you know how much shit I thought of after that chance?
Yeah, well, we will have a rematch for that.
You should have prepared.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking rematch.
I'm going to fucking slaughter you, dude. I'm going to take you out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Totally blew it.
Yeah, but look how many people are still playing.
We're hijacking B-Hearn's intro.
Oh, no, you're good. I mean,
I'm gonna give a goddamn about B-Hearn.
We are B-Hearn.
We are B-Hearn.
Nice.
This episode, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite cartoons as well as anime. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this off with the Vinny Chase of the group over here.
Oh,
Senor Jordan Brown.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Nah. No, you're Ari. You're Ari all day.
Can I get Turtle?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all,
I'm E, and then I guess Jadon's going to be Johnny
John
Drama.
Drama. Victory!
I do not get that reference, but...
You've never seen Entourage?
What? I've seen the movie.
Yes, we went to the movie.
It's the same as the show.
Well, I do not remember a single name except for Donnie Drama.
Yes.
Well,
new AKA, Donnie Drama. There you go, man.
Write that down.
Donnie Drama.
It's a good compliment. Vinny Chase is the star of the movie.
Donnie Drama.
The star of the show.
All right. Well, since we're talking about cartoons, my very first and foremost, my favorite of all time cartoon TV show ever made is definitely Futurama.
Okay.
I am in love with this television show.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Fuck yeah. I'm 40% metal.
H-O in Mexico.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Bender Rodriguez, Fry, Leela, everybody else is fucking
good
amazing.
Writing. Such good writing.
Dude. It ended, what, say, 11 seasons, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's 11 seasons.
I'll check that while you're talking.
Thank you, buddy. Either way, I still think it ended too soon. Like, fuck, I mean, Okay, so Family Guy's funny and shit, but like for me, for me, Futurama was just more geared towards me, and like it's my brother and I's favorite television show. My brother.
Oh, it's Skyler's favorite show?
Yes, my brother Skyler.
Now I'm interested.
my brother Skyler.
Look up our band.
Isn't that the name of your band?
14 seasons.
Band. 14 seasons.
99 to 2013.
Oh, there were, as a matter of fact, 11 seasons, but three of those were movies, so.
Made for TV.
Cartoons
movies.
Do that, right? They'll do. Count their they movie count,
they
as
count
a
the
season.
Seasons. They sure do.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
They sure do.
I mean, Wikipedia and IMDb say that.
Yes. I mean.
Yeah, I'm on Wikipedia now. So anyway, it must be true.
Futurama's the best. It's the humor, it just gets me. It's funny. It's less stupid than I feel like Futurama or Family Guy is. I'm drunk. I feel like it's just less, like, for lack of a better word,
mentally challenged.
I heard that rrr. I said, let me give you
retarded.
He's the hall monitor this week. I love it.
Mentally challenged.
So,
yes.
Okay, so moving on from Futurama, I could talk all goddamn day about it. And I know no one wants to hear me talk all goddamn day except for one person.
Put a poplar in your mouth if you're here for Fishy Joe's. Sorry.
Yes! That was a good episode.
That was my favorite episode of Futurama.
I think my favorite episode was the dog episode. That made
me
cry.
Oh, my God. The heartstrings.
Yeah, man. Oh. That shit made me cry. No joke.
If you're not familiar.
So am I still going? What am I doing?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay,
talk about your anime, man. You're the anime guy.
All right. My anime. You're right. I know someone here is going to talk about Transformers, right? Word. Okay, cool.
So I mean, was that even a question?
Okay, I'm going to skip over that shit. I mean, my intro noise is... So, I mean, that's pretty good.
How'd that go again? That was more like creaking.
Creaking woods? Yeah. Cool.
Jazz, you're dying.
No, I'll just go ahead and take my headset off and go fuck myself real quick. Oh, if you guys
don't
worry,
mind. Robert's going to edit all this shit.
No, the fuck he's not, because this is hilarious.
This is gold.
All right, so speaking of anime, I do watch a shit ton of anime, and I've got 15 things that I need to say.
I was like, yeah, this show's supposed to be half an hour, bro.
No, I'm kidding. All right, so my favorite anime of all time is Full Metal Alchemist. It's Brotherhood is actually more true to the manga than it is to the... Because they came out with Full Metal Alchemist, and then later on, they came out with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Right.
And Brotherhood is more... It's pretty much the same show, but the way they've put it together, Brotherhood, they've added tiny little things... and taking some things out, so it's more true to the manga than it is with just the regular Full Metal Alchemist. Anyway,
did I see a live action Full Metal Alchemist
you did.
On Netflix?
And it, you know what? A lot
How
of
is that?
A lot of I people wanted to fucking hate it.
Okay,
and I watched it because it dealt with one of my favorite episodes of all of the entire series, and that was with shit. I forget everyone's name because I haven't watched
that episode
because you love it.
Because I love it so much. I haven't seen it in a very long time. But I mean, it was. Let's edit that shit out. Right. I'm just gonna fucking.
He knows what to do.
All right. So yes, the movie was really fucking good because it dealt with one of my favorite episodes. I won't go into spoilers.
Spoilers ahead.
You guys couldn't see the wink, but there was a wink.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you can.
See? Wink at the camera. Wink at the camera.
Not like that? Wait.
With your left eye.
No, with your brown eye.
I've been doing that nonstop, buddy. My next favorite anime is streaming right now on Netflix is One Punch Man. Because it's fantastic, it's hilarious. It's just they beat the shit out of each other. It's just something else. It's someone who's too overpowered for anime. So they obviously they gave him his own, but he knows he's too overpowered. We don't know why he's so strong.
Right.
He literally punch it just as the name suggests. He kills every person, no matter how strong or how like. Threat level with one punch, like that's how strong he is, and he's not known by everyone in the anime world of that world.
So he's like Mickey from fucking Snatch, the Pikey.
Yeah. Okay. You stay until the job's done.
You fucking Pikey.
You stay until the job's done.
You like that?
Yeah. So he just he gets upset. He's a hero for fun.
Periwinkle
like,
Blue.
It's from my mind. Proper fucked.
Proper fucked.
Okay, no, enough about fucking Snatch for everyone who hasn't seen it.
Great cartoon.
Spoilers ahead.
All right, anything by Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki is amazing. Princess Mononoke and Spirited Away are my my two favorites. Attack on Titan is a great anime if you're trying to get into anime because it's deep. The first season's 25 episodes long.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a season where it just raises more and more questions, and you don't really get any answers. But the action is so over the top, amazing that you're hooked.
In. Oh, I mean, the first 5 minutes of the show, I remember watching it for the first time. I was like, "Holy shit! Yeah, I'm gonna get hooked on
it's
this."
It's something else, buddy. Yeah. It is something else.
The Titans are scary as shit.
Yeah. They are so terrifying. It really puts you in there. Like as soon as one like comes around, you're like, "Ooh."
Something about the too many teeth. The too many teeth, it just freaks me out. I can't.
And their blank, happy faces.
Oh, right. Oh, God. Yeah, I think that's the scariest shit about them.
And their nakedness. I don't like naked people. Just my last one, Fooly Cooly on Adult Swim is it's one of those anime. Jesus Christ!
I even tried to hold
every
that
fucking week.
Oh, mine's been coming out the other end. But
this segment brought to you by Peroni.
It'll give you gas.
It'll get you drunk.
So, anyways, yeah, like I was saying, Fooly Cooly on Adult Swim. It's just advertised as FLCL. And it's just one of those animes where you just have to watch it, and things will happen, and you'll just be like, oh, I guess this is happening now. Like,
wow, that is a great description. That is,
anyone who has watched...
Things fascinating. Are happening.
A natural progression of things.
Exactly. Anyone who has watched the show will be like, that's actually a very good representation of how it happened, of that show.
He ain't lying.
So, okay, do you want me to try and describe this to you?
No, okay. I don't. I'd rather watch it.
Yeah.
Because it deals with a little boy pulling a bass guitar out of his forehead, which is the weapon of the...
So it's like you. Little Jordan Brown.
Oh my God.
Little doo-doo.
It just hit him.
Did you just put that together?
Yeah. Actually, he doesn't pull a bass guitar out of his head.
Oh. So now I don't want to watch it.
I lie to you guys every day.
At least every podcast.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Every day.
Yeah, I'll be there. We want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Gate City Growlers. They have 20 taps. They specialize in small North Carolina breweries and specialty craft beers. Working with the little guys since 2015. Guys, please, please stay local. Take care of the local shops.
Saba, what about you, man?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, let's switch it up a little bit.
So the way that I'm definitely not as versed in cartoons and anime as some of my counterparts here. So the way I kind of broke it down.
I'm your counterpart?
yes. My colleagues.
Cohort?
My colleagues.
Cohort. I like that.
I broke it down sort of in cartoons that I enjoyed specifically when I was a young man, a child.
A boy.
When you played
Fortnite.
A kid. And things that I liked when so I was better. An adult. So... We'll go this route. So as a child, my number one cartoon that I was into was the X-Men animated series.
Mm. Excellent.
It was three seasons. It was on Fox and started in 1992. That was my first real experience to like comic book superheroes. From the show, just a huge fan of Wolverine and Gambit ever since, to the point where, you know, Wolverine's probably my favorite superhero.
They were both so hardcore
on that show.
They
yeah.
were. They
yeah.
were fantastic.
But it's funny because a lot of the stuff you know that they did on that cartoon series is what they transferred to the movies. Like they had a whole Days of the Future Past arc and the whole nine yards. So it was a really good show. It was ahead of its time, really.
Yeah. Agreed.
Pro Stars. Does anybody remember Pro Stars?
Is that the one with Michael Jordan?
Oh,
and
it is the one.
And Bo Jackson.
And Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes. So Pro Stars was on ABC in 1991. They had one season. It was 13 episodes.
No.
Yeah.
Was Wayne Gretzky in it too?
Yeah. Michael Jordan. Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson.
Fuck.
So they would do like live action sequences at the beginning.
Right.
And then the live action sequence would like transition into like the story, the animated story. It was really awesome. And then Thundercats is,
oh yeah,
it's my favorite cartoon. I know Matthew also loves Thundercats, so I'm not gonna get too in depth into it. But I did not watch Thundercats on TV because it was on in the mid 80s. It's a little before my time. It started in 85. So what I watched was like going to Blockbuster Video or things like that. Okay. I would rent. Okay.
That is a very old fashioned
statement.
I would
rent. Yeah,
and Blockbuster was the shit.
Man. Yeah, I would
all
rent.
Right. We all still have our Blockbuster
the
cards.
Videos, and I love Thundercats. Honorable mention.
I do.
For all the our young fans out there, and for our older fans who haven't seen it, Rugrats on Nickelodeon. Yes. Great show. Honorable mention Chucky. Number two, Captain Planet. He's our hero. Gotta watch it. So, and as an adult, two big ones here. King of the Hill.
Earth.
King of the Hill on Fox from 1997 to 2010. There's 259 episodes.
Damn it, Bobby.
From Mike Judge.
Damn it, Bobby.
Same creator as Beavis and Butthead. It was briefly the second longest running animated series in history. So a little fun fact.
Huh.
Hank, Peggy, Bobby, Luann, all the folks. Very funny and just well written. It was a great show. And then probably the most important animated, and it really is anime, is Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
There we go.
Agreed.
Many iterations of, you know, Dragon Ball and the Dragon Ball series, but this one is my favorite. I used to watch it in college on Cartoon Network in the afternoon. So it was on in America. This Dragon Ball is from Japan. It was on in America in the early 2000s. Obviously, it's still on today on a number of different channels. But the Dragon Ball Z iteration, Dragon Ball, originally ran in Japan from 1989 to 1996. You know, I love it. It showed the progression, you know, from Saiyan to Super Saiyan and really beyond with Goku and Gohan. Mm-hmm. Just a really good show, good character development. And I think the most important thing here is I never rooted for anybody. Like, I've probably never even rooted for LeBron or the Browns the way that I rooted for Goku and Gohan during the Cell Saga. Like, when they were going against Cell, like, it's crazy.
It's not
so
even my final four.
Yeah. So, love Dragon Ball.
That noise that he made, his no legs, is like, ping,
yeah.
Ping.
So, yeah, that's
sorry.
My favorite.
Sorry.
No, we're good.
It.
We're good.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
Who's next?
Matthew, you want to go ahead and go?
Sure.
And then Jade on to me.
Let's see. I just have to mention it because I know you're going to touch on
it.
I'm
going to go quick.
He-Man. Yep. Masters of the Universe.
He-Man.
Yes.
I had all those toys.
Oh, yeah. I watched the toys that made us the other day, finally.
I had the Castle of Grayskull.
I had that shit with a little sticker of a monster.
Oh, and we're old as fuck, but you had the Castle of Grayskull. The shit came out in like 83.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't talking about pro whatever the fuck.
Pro Stars. Stars.
Yeah. That's probably when Wayne Gretzky was, 13 years old and still amazing at hockey?
No, it's when he was playing hockey.
It was a joke.
Why do you do that?
Because
I
can't hear myself when it's like this. It sounds like I'm... You get more resonance when you're up this close. Plus, I just like...
That's what she said.
I just like being this close so I can kiss it.
You're so
fucking
weird. Okay, you talk about He-Man. I'm going to move on.
Yeah, you're good.
as Saba mentioned, Thundercats.
Yes.
Thundercats. I literally ran home to watch this show every afternoon after public school. What I found to be
interesting. PS
137
in the
278.
House.
279.
Yeah. PS 278 in the house.
279.
Where Brooklyn at?
As a
Herman Shriver.
Private school.
PS 279. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house.
Let's go.
We'll put that
every script of the Thundercats had to be approved by a psychologist, a staff psychologist, to make sure
we could take it.
To make sure that there was a value and a moral
and there was.
Meaning in
every
episode.
Okay.
Like
this
G.I.
is
Joe.
Why we are the men that we are.
Nah. G.I. Joe had the little, and now you know.
And go
brush
your teeth.
Right. Yeah. Don't bathe with a fan beside you.
Brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
Don't play with down power lines.
Don't touch that needle on the ground. Now I know.
keep
you, G.I. Joe.
Keep breathing.
I want Cat Slayer, so if anybody can get that for me, let's do that.
It's probably on Amazon shit right now. $9,000.
It's about $500. I seen used ones for like $500. I saw a brand new one for a couple of
maybe
grand.
Get Rick and Ian on that.
Signed by Lionel. Of course, Transformers. They were born in Japan. Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime's first name was Leader Convoy.
Did not know that.
Makes sense.
You don't need to.
Well, I mean, you're a convoy, yeah. But the convoy part makes sense.
Optimus Prime is so much better.
So much better.
So much better.
Stolen convoy.
And then they killed him. Which, to this day, they say that everybody
and Hot
says,
Rod took over.
Yeah. Everybody says that that was such Rodulus a stupid Prime. Decision to kill him.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
Still heartbreaking. I'm a grown-ass man, and the shit still breaks my heart.
Screenshot.
Optimus. And as I mentioned in the previous cast, Peter Cullen is the voice of Optimus Prime, and mm-hmm. he's been that voice forever. He's in all the new movies. Yep. He's in all the cartoons, like the animated shit.
Has anyone ever been Optimus Prime besides Peter Cullen?
No.
Good for him.
Yeah. I want to make so much money. Like, he's the dude that's on my voicemail.
He's Optimus Prime.
He's Optimus Prime.
That's like my baby. He should legally change his name. My baby Mila Kunis is Meg Griffin. I like that. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about my girl.
Just wanted to name drop.
Keep doing it, baby.
I'm going to go through quick animes. Fist of the North Star. Shout out to my boy Terrell the Sane. Back in high school, let me borrow that VHS. Yep. And I took a sick day. And watching Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, you need a sick day.
To Cal. I did both at the same time. Yeah. And it was before I smoked weed.
Big ups to Chiba.
It was still good. It was still good. Obviously, Attack on Titan. High School of the Dead.
High School of the Dead, yes,
High
sir.
School of the, we spoke on that.
That was fucking phenomenal.
High School of the Dead used to be on Netflix. Really good.
It was really good.
Really, really good.
It was
good.
Really good.
It's like Walking Dead.
Okay.
But anime.
Okay, that's cool.
And set in high school. All
right. But it's not on Netflix anymore?
Nah. Shit. I'm not entirely sure. What is it? It's probably on Funimation or some other. Because
we've been waiting on the second season. And
oh, so it's only one season.
It's only one season.
Okay. Yeah. I got to check that shit out. Mm-hmm. Did not know about this. Mm-hmm.
And honorable mention, mm-hmm. Kill Bill, Oren Ishii.
Shit's so dope.
Oh, so I didn't even think of that.
Yes, boy. So good. Yes. That little anime little insert they had there. Yes. She snipes the guy through the fucking
brain.
Limousine.
Yep.
Straight through the brain.
Yep.
Yes.
When the dude fucking kicks the cigar after he, you know, breaks the glass or whatever and lights the house on fire.
Yeah,
I mean, there's just
man.
So
that
much good
that
shit,
was a
man.
Really
you know that's
fucking
Bill, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I got it.
All right,
it.
Calm down.
I've seen the movie.
A little fun fact. No. A little fun fact for our viewers out there. That's
Shriga.
All. But that shit was dope.
Yeah. It was dope.
Yeah.
It's worth mentioning.
It was actually
to me.
Dope.
No, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely dope.
I mean, especially where she stabs him and then...
Through the bed.
Yeah.
And that was
the
dope.
The drops are coming. I'm like...
And then she was crying.
She cried.
Dope.
She cried.
Dope.
All right.
Watch Kill Bill.
Dope.
Big ups to Tarantino.
Tarantino's pretty good.
Jerry, what we got?
Okay, let's see. I started out a long time ago, so one of my first favorite cartoons.
Old fuck.
I am old as shit. Okay, so one of my first cartoon favorites was Danger Mouse.
Yeah. Wow.
Nickelodeon, Danger Mouse. It was Danger Mouse, and then Banana Man.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't know Banana Man.
I don't remember either.
Well, I barely remember
Jordan.
Banana Man anyway, but Danger Mouse was the shit. It was Danger Mouse and Pinfold. They were fighting crime on a small scale, and they were fighting Baron Greenback.
And they were British.
And they were British, yes, they were. And then that takes me straight into the all-important Disney block that nobody get fucking mentioned up here.
Right? I mean, we're not done yet.
Am I just taking your shit?
No, he meant nobody important.
Yeah,
is DuckTales at the top of that block?
Because I don't have the cool cover in front of my microphone. I don't know shit.
You have to mention DuckTales, Tailspin, Chip and Dale, Darkwing Duck. Tailspin was great. I was a captive audience at my daycare, and I would watch that shit every day. And it was great, especially DuckTales. And I'm so glad that they redid it. They put it out again, DuckTales, and
did
it's
they?
Doing great.
What's it on? Is it on?
I mean, Disney Channel, Disney shit, but they got a lot of good people on it.
Is it daily?
I don't think so daily, but.
Didn't it used to be daily?
Yeah.
It came out daily. Yeah. But no, David Tennant of Doctor Who, Kilgrave fame, is Scrooge McDuck.
What?
And let's see, we got...
Homeboy from Community is in it too, right? Not Donald Glover.
Danny Pudi.
Yes. Yeah.
And his last name's Poot? Your boy... Oh, Pudi? Shit. Yes. Sorry.
Is he related to me?
And your boy John Raffio is in it.
He's yes!
From Parks and Rec.
That is not the worst.
But DuckTales was great. And then that led me into Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Hell yeah.
That was out. That was actually the first appearance of Firestar. She was on the cartoon before she was in the comics. And then, let's see, we got Ren and Stimpy.
Mm-hmm.
All-time favorite. Mm-hmm. Ren and Stimpy was amazing. Christ. It let me know that cartoons could be gross and they could be good at the same time.
I think it was Beavis and Butthead before Beavis and Butthead.
Yes, it really was.
Agreed.
Ren and Stimpy. And then, oh, look, the next thing on my list, Beavis and Butthead.
Wouldn't you know it?
They came out with the Liquid Television Eon Flux craze on MTV, and it was amazing.
Eon Flux.
Eon Flux.
Mike Judge is a genius, even though he's... He created something so stupid.
That was on MTV, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Liquid Television.
Liquid Television. I was trying to think what the name was.
What was the other guy? The Max?
Yeah, the Max was there. The Head.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yep. It was amazing. Amazing time.
Liquid Television.
Jump into old school anime. I was a big fan of the Gundam series, especially Gundam Wing.
Gundam Wing, yes.
Gundam Wing was amazing.
What was your favorite one?
Epion.
Death Scythe, boy.
Epion was the bad guy's Gundam.
Yeah.
That would drive you crazy if you flew it too long.
Was Optimus Prime there?
No. Get out of here. Get out of here. We're having a conversation. No.
And then, let's see.
I guess we weren't.
No, we weren't.
He's ready to move on.
I'm kidding.
You can't mention good old anime without Ninja Scroll.
You can't.
Motherfucker.
And that's how he transitions into you cheap bastard.
Yeah. I'll just move right
Nobody
past
said Akira.
Ninja Scroll.
I thought we already talked about Akira.
I figured you were going to say Akira.
Did I not talk about Akira last time?
You didn't
time?
At all. All
right. I've got notes on Akira. Oh, not shit. Look, I'm going to let you finish.
You talked about Akira I'm gonna let you finish. Ready, on Ready Player One.
There we go.
I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, I did.
This is the greatest shit of all
Attention,
time.
Everyone. Attention, everyone. Akira was great. It was made in 1988, and it was fan-fucking-tastic to watch.
One anime that I will never forget, though, was one day I saw this anime, and I was like, wait, I've never seen this before. Holy shit. This music is amazing. What the hell is this? Guess what? It was Interstellar 5555, which was an anime production of Daft Punk's Discovery album.
Oh, that's cool. Oh,
okay.
And so basically the entire album, they made an anime of the entire album that you can just play. Start the album, and it syncs up. Well, it plays, and it syncs up, and it's... The entire album. It's amazing.
Like Dark Side Eyes.
It really... a little bit.
Stretch.
But I saw that, and I couldn't believe that it was... they made an entire movie from their album, and they used the best anime talents that they had at the time. And it runs just like a movie. It's amazing.
You know what was bad?
What?
The Animatrix. I hated every second of that.
Well, I just thought I should say something. You know what else was bad?
Robert,
what?
Tell this was
Batman Ninja.
Did you? Oh, man. Them? I didn't see it. No, I was going to. Thank God I didn't waste my motherfucking money.
Man. It was so fucking weird, man. Like, there were Transformers in it. That it,
what?
It didn't. It just didn't make. It,
I mean,
did Bruce Wayne pay for the Transformers?
No,
he built them himself.
He didn't have any Transformers. It was the bad guys who had Transformers.
How was the Joker?
Oh, they weren't like real Transformers. Like Megatron wasn't in it, or Soundscreen.
No.
They were like robots that shifted.
Because they were GoBots.
They were GoBots.
Yes, yes, GoBots.
The GoBot version of anime.
Like 10,000 foot view, like. Like, if you were like, if I could bring you a cartoon where Batman is a ninja and there's Transformers in it, would you like that? Is that something you would be interested in? Absolutely.
That would be something I would be interested in.
Yeah, what's that, Bob?
As a person who
Bob
likes...
Bob Ryan.
Yeah. As a person who's very into gimmicks.
Then you will enjoy Batman Ninja.
Like I said, we will.
He's still upset.
Oh, I know. And I'm I can't so wait upset. For round two. Dude's going to be for in those the library. Of you who have like, not. He's literally going to go to the library and take notes and do all kinds of
Saba,
shit.
Oh, Saba, I'm coming
he's
gonna for
come
you.
He's going to come with a fucking PowerPoint
I'm
presentation.
I'm coming for you, Saba.
For those of you who have not
I'm coming hard.
To our episode where we discussed PUBG and Fortnite, Jordan is still bitter.
It was not a wash.
Yeah, because Behern felt fucking sorry for
So go Behern, go Behern, go. Go Behern, go Behern, go. Go Behern, go Behern, go.
Are we doing the Go Ninja? Go Ninja?
Yeah,
go Ninja.
Yeah, who did not mention
like,
Teenage
how
Mutant
did
Ninja
we
Ninja
not
Turtles?
Mention Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is a great segue over to me, because
that
one.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Shia LaBeouf fucked it up for everyone. And I didn't mean to say Shia LaBeouf. I meant to say Megan Fox fucked it up for everybody. I was just thinking of a sexy ass. You know what I'm talking about?
As he said that, I'm like,
what is
happening?
I
know he fucked up the Transformers movies, but he was
I wish y'all could have seen.
He fucked up the Turtles, too.
I wish y'all could have seen the faces that they just gave
Actually,
me.
They probably can. We got to get these videos in,
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, for real.
So, of course, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles changed the whole fucking game up. I mean, it's...
I had all those toys,
what?
Too.
Are you looking did at? You actually yeah. have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I had the van.
Yeah, the van. Was
there,
the
like, pizza? A helicopter?
The little
there
pizza
was a
shooter.
Was there
like
a blimp? Pizza shooter.
There was a blimp? Like, what kind of helicopter
shooter? I feel like I had a
pizza.
Lot of
everything
shooter.
Shot pizza, though. Yeah. That was the best. It wasn't
like action. But they loved pizza so much. Why were they shooting it as a weapon?
Pizza was already so delicious.
It was the stale pizza.
Yeah, the Technodrome.
It was the ones that made it there 15 minutes.
Right.
Not only is pizza delicious in general, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just took it to a whole nother game. I can't tell if Papa John's and pizza was like, listen, we just need you to keep pumping this shit out. But
the name
our
alone.
Sales have never been
the name
bigger.
Alone.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Exactly.
Who wants to say all of that?
It was a room. It was a room full of 18 people, and they were like, first four words, go. And that's how it came apart.
Is that?
Yeah, look it up.
That's a fact.
I'm dead serious.
So you're saying
look
they need
up.
To be young?
You've been a part of some brainstorms, huh?
Look it up.
Okay.
Have you not?
Look it up.
No.
First five look words. Let's do it right now.
I don't need to look it up. I was there.
No, let's do it right now.
Pop. I knew that was going to fuck you up.
Pants.
Pants.
Doo-doo. All
right.
People are waving at us. We got fans out.
Hey, stop banging on the glass out there. Stop banging on the glass.
Who is that guy?
I am not an animal!
So, Ninja Turtles, but I am going to take it back old school because, you know, my pops, he's old school, obviously. So I grew up watching shit like Gigantor and Speed Racer because that's what
Speed
watched.
Racer.
Speed Racer, the original shit.
Oh, we have to get out of this situation.
Ha. Fuck that, up. That was Emil Hirsch.
That was Emil Hirsch.
But they're kind of the same guy, right?
Pretty much.
Except Shia's
so
crazy.
Big shout out to Pop Dukes on that Gigantor Speed
Pop
Racer.
Dukes.
But of course, you know, we touched on Thundercats on there. To me, what surprised me, it seemed like our childhood, like these shows were on for years upon years upon years.
Really?
But a lot of them
wasn't John
weren't.
Goodman in Speed Racer? Was he the dad?
I immediately blocked that movie out after I
yeah,
watched it.
The
movie.
I
drank
it
away.
Dude, if you didn't watch it on like some kind of psychedelics, I mean,
that,
it
right.
was not good.
No. It was
which I did,
terrible.
So I thought it was amazing.
top three.
Right, but you know, that's what kind of surprised me the most is, you know, growing up, you think that these shows were, you know, 7 to fucking 10 years long.
They've
but Thundercats,
always been on.
Yeah, they've always been on in a lot of reruns, but Thundercats, we got 4 years out of it, 85
yeah,
to 89.
Yeah, but there was 65 episodes per
true.
Season.
That's
true.
Another thing, yeah.
True.
Because they made a movie, and they broke it up into four parts.
Right, Yeah. Which, you know, I just found out, they started counting that. Just found out this episode. So, I mean, it still shocked me. To, like, He-Man was literally two seasons, 83 to 85, but a shit ton of episodes.
And a shit ton of villains. Like, they just started pumping out toys.
I am not nice.
You saw the, they started making the toys before they even made the show.
Exactly. So that was one of the major selling points for He-Man was when they were trying to sell it.
They were like,
what
are
we
going to do
with
this?
With a show for it.
We got to feature
like,
this B-guy that
Hasbro.
He made.
Yeah.
No, that's Mattel.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Yeah, it was Mattel. Hasbro.
I'm pretty sure I said Mattel, but that's fine. You know, whatever you guys want to say.
Hasbro's transformed.
And then I'm surprised nobody else brought this up.
Power
Voltron.
Rangers?
Voltron. Oh, no.
Voltron.
We're not talking about Power Rangers. That'll be for another episode.
I didn't
can
watch
we consider
Voltron.
That anime?
Power Rangers?
No. Voltron. I consider anime.
Voltron is definitely anime.
It's both. Okay. To me, it is both. I mean, it was
but I didn't
fantastic.
Watch it.
One of the originators that made it
I
over here, and we love.
Yep.
I'm more of a Transformers guy.
I gotcha. Transformers, of course.
The Voltron that we love is the second Voltron.
Yes.
The Lions.
Yes.
Is the second Voltron.
That is true.
The first one was cars and helicopters and shit.
I did really love Power Rangers, though. And that, I'm glad you brought
that. All right, we're going to. I'm shutting that down right now. We will save that for another one. As far as, and then DuckTales, of course, you brought up. Mm-hmm. You know, 90s shit, just real quick, of course, Simpsons, Rugrats, Animaniacs. I'm surprised nobody brought that up.
Are you?
The.
What? Hello, Nurse.
Am I what?
Are you surprised about that? No one brought that up?
What, Animaniacs?
Yeah,
I
kind of
am.
Animaniacs kind of changed his game, though.
Yeah, but, well, that's because they snuck shit in there. That was like the. They snuck shit in there. Fingerprints? You remember that episode?
No.
She he was like, look,
no one's gonna be like,
he was like, look for look for Prince. Uh-huh. And she Dot got Prince, the artist.
The artist.
Or the artist known as Prince.
I do.
She has Prince in her arms. She says, I found Prince. And he goes, no, fingerprints. And she was like, she looked at him and said, I don't think so.
Holy shit.
Fingerprints.
I get it.
We didn't need the hand gesture.
I think I need to go back and rewatch Animaniacs.
I know, right? Yeah. And then, you know, Batman animated series changed the game up, too. Yes. To me, it was fantastic. Introduction for Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Yeah. Darkwing Duck, I believe you brought up. X-Men, fantastic, fantastic cartoon. Currently, you know, my shit's definitely Bob's Burgers. Love the hell out of that show.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, my God.
Your social media fucking shows how much you like
it. Hey, it's a good show. It's funny as shit.
Tina.
So a couple of fun facts about Bob's Burgers. So a lot of, obviously, you know, a lot of these cartoons, people aren't recording it at the same time. They're doing it just kind of in their locations, this, that, and the other. He actually prefers that they
Wait,
record.
Wait, that's an option for us?
Oh, my God.
Day. I could be doing this from home?
I don't have to see in. You, ugly folks.
Oh! Hey,
caught it out.
I mean, Jesus, we're not monsters.
Fuck, where was I? All right, so record episodes together. Tina was actually supposed to be a boy named Daniel, and Fox went back to him and was like, listen, I don't think it's going to work. We need to have another girl in there. And
we need a socially awkward boy.
Right. So the guy, I forget his name, that plays that role, he was like, well, shit, I'm fired from the show. And they're like, no, you're still going to play Tina with the same voice because it's going to work out fantastic. And then
her twerking is hilarious.
John Roberts, Linda. Yes, it is. Linda, John Roberts, is the only person that actually changes his voice for the show. Everybody else uses their normal voice, but John Roberts is the only one that actually changes it up for Linda.
Oh, my face!
Are we still talking about Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I was doing the little fun facts.
I thought we had moved on from that. I'm sorry. No. I must have lost it.
No, that was my fault, probably.
It was, and that's it. That's it for me. Oh, fuck, I didn't even go over. Well, Voltron's pretty much anime. We're good on that. You already said
that's your cover. That's your coverage of anime.
That's my coverage of anime.
Want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Jeff Beal, who specializes in consulting, design, and project management of any project, specializing in automation systems. For Jeff, guys, no job is too big or too small. Find Jeff on Instagram at GEOFF_pronounced_JEFF.
Well, Ms. Quinn, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we've been trying to get you on for a little while. Can you just give us a little bit of a backstory as far as, I know you did the blog on the site. Yeah, go ahead and move the glove. But, you know, a little backstory on what you got going on as far as your Harley Quinn cosplays and, you know, the cons going on down there in Brazil.
Well, first of all, I'm really happy to join you guys finally. I've been looking forward to it. Yes. And I've been playing Harley Quinn for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. I never thought it would get so big, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So just recently, last weekend, I did a photo shoot with the World Cup team.
Wow.
In Brazil, yes.
That's awesome. How did you get that opportunity to do the photo op with them?
How did I get the opportunity to do this photo shoot?
Yeah, with the World Cup team.
You know, it wasn't with the World Cup team, with the theme.
Oh, gotcha.
That's still awesome. Still awesome.
Yeah, it's still good.
Still very amazing.
Yay. So I actually went to a very cool place here in my city. I live in São Paulo, mm-hmm. which is the biggest city in Brazil.
Okay.
And there is a place called Batman's Alley. That's literally the name of it, Batman's Alley. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of graffiti walls. It's a very cool cultural place here. There's people dancing, people doing graffiti, people taking photos. It's awesome. Yeah. Good vibes.
It sounds great.
I like that.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And that was the last shoot you did, right? Do you have any more shoots coming up as far as, you know, I know you did the princess theme with the Harley Quinn, but do you have any other kind of like mixed mashup themes mashup. Coming up?
Yeah. Well, we have some things on sleeve coming for the end of July, beginning of August, probably, mm-hmm. because next week I'm going on a 2-week surf trip.
Oh, that's awesome. Sweet. Yeah, we've seen some of the pictures. So how long have you been surfing?
I've been surfing for about 2 years, okay. and it really comes naturally. People say, oh, you look like a mermaid, and I'm like, I'm more like a Sharknado.
I love it. That's great. That is great. So, you know, the show that we're going to have you on for this one, we're going to be talking about cartoons. So you want to tell us a little bit about some of your favorite cartoons, whether old school, new school, you know, just that way we get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, well, I love Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo-Doo.
There you go.
Really like it. I would love to cosplay Daphne one day, maybe.
Okay.
And
yes. Everyone here is excited.
Yeah, I like that. Do that.
So I really like the very old Scooby-Doo
right.
that they used to run in Cartoon Network, like the very old one, 70s. Even kind of messed up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really like that version.
Nice.
So I have that. I really like Doug. You know, we have Doug Funny.
Doug Funny.
Yes. Who was he? Captain Quail?
Quail Man.
Quail Man. Yes.
For a long time, that song.
Now it's going to be in my head for the rest of the day.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, mine too. I really like that one. There is I think it's from Europe, Adventures of Tintin.
Mm-hmm.
That is Belgian
made a movie
cartoon.
About it.
They made a movie about it, a 3D movie. It's on Netflix right now.
It is.
It's awesome, but the cartoon is even better. Very good. Like a thriller, the history. And recently, I love Totally Spies. I'd love to cosplay that one too.
All right,
Saban knows exactly what you're talking about. That's one of Saban's favorites.
Big smile from Saban from that one.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys got any questions?
I'm good.
Gotcha. So as far as like what you have coming up as far as photo shoots, anything new, you know, that we have coming up or Comic-Cons are you going to be attending in the next couple months or so?
Well, there is an event coming up here in my city that's called Anime Friends.
Okay.
And it's a 4-day con. It's a geek event, so there is room for cosplaying too.
Okay.
But the last day of the event is the day I'm coming back from my surf trip. So I'll try to attend to that event, but I don't know how messed up I'll come back from the surf trip.
Sharknado over here.
Oh, my goodness.
So where is your surf trip taking you?
I don't know how hard the Sharknado will go.
Right. So where are you going for your surf trip?
Well, I'm going on one of the hottest surf spots here in Brazil.
Okay.
It's on the south part of a state called Bahia.
Okay.
The name of the city is Itacaré. In there, it has one of the top 10 most beautiful beaches here in Brazil. And a lot of surfing going on. So even surf competitions.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's definitely a very hot spot. I'll be sharing all my stories a lot about it. Because I really like to share a bit of Brazil with the rest of the world, you know, so people can get to know it a little bit better.
We love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there any chance that, you know, you talked about Batman Alley, you talked about the graffiti and those types of things. Is there any chance that you could take some pictures and get those to us? I think that would be something that's really cool. We could accompany it with the interview and just kind of post it on our social media.
Sorry, I lost the last part because the audio is a bit low.
So images of the Batman Alley, the graffiti. Can you take some of those and send them to us?
Well, sure, but I don't know when I'm going to be there.
Sure, no, we understand. We understand. It's just something that I think it sounds really cool, and I'd like to see it.
I just wish there were a place called Batman Alley somewhere around here. So yeah. Just, like, hang out there all the time.
Exactly.
That's so cool. By the way, a little bit of Gotham City here in
Dubai. Oh, nice. Look at that. That's awesome.
Gotham City, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for, taking the time to join us today. And have fun on your surf trip. Be safe. We want you coming, really. Coming back on the show. So take it easy on the Sharknado-ish.
We like your face. Bring it back.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to the next post, too.
Thanks for having me. And thanks so much for the patience to understand me, because English is not my first language.
No, you did great.
Trust me, it is exactly what we wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right, can't wait to have you back. Ciao.
From Brazil.
Bye.
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 I love you.
Take two.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Multi Pops Roll. This is Doodoo Brown, and speaking for everyone who is still yelling in my ear, thank you all for listening. Hope you guys follow us on Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook. Soon to be iTunes, Facebook, Multi Pops Roll.
At Multi Pop
T-U-R-A-L.
MultiPopTural. For those of you who can't read or spell.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
All right.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
I'd like to take the opportunity to shout out another one of our sponsors, Bull's Tavern, located in downtown Winston-Salem. They have 24 taps, classic cocktail lists, and great bourbon selections, live music, four nights a week, and Sunday fun day home spot with Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. Guys, check out Bull's Tavern in Winston.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.